Welcome to Shomar Shalom Adav from Sochim Dav Kuf. The Gemara in Amud Aleph introduces the concept of Poiris Mapo Mekadesh, which means when someone is in a meal on Erev Shabbos and suddenly Shabbos comes in, what do you do? We don't have to stop the meal and do Birkas Hamazon like Reb Yehuda holds. You don't continue the meal, but you stop where you are without doing Birkas Hamazon, say Kiddush, and then eat the bread. And that's considered to be Purim Mapo Mekadesh. Now, just 2 days ago, we had Purim, where Purim fell on Friday, and this came about, big discussion, what do you do with the Seudas Purim and the Seudas Shabbos? And the Maaseh, Halacha Maaseh, most places can tell us, try to finish the meal of Purim before Shabbos. But there is a Minig Yisrael, a Minig that's brought down in the Meiri and Ksuvis Dav Zayin, and so the Mugel Avraham quotes a Mordechai, a Minig that says, then Purim, you stavka do Purim Mapo Mekadesh. You try to have the meal of Purim continuing the Shabbos. And the question is why? Even the Gemara over here, the Gemara is mashma that it happened. Hayu misubin kiddush aleihem hayayim. It happened. So happened that the story that someone was eating and suddenly came out the day. But to do the chatchila, as the Maharil points out in Shuvo, we try to avoid it. So why there is a minug to start Erev Purim and to continue on? Obviously, the simple explanation would be that maybe it's just convenient, it's very difficult to do it, and that's what the Ma'aril brings in that same tshuva. But there is l'chor a little more to that. The Shem Yishmuel tells us that the Seuda of Purim is a preparation to get to Olam Haba. Meaning, in this world, we have the physicality, we have things that are gashmi, and they don't belong to ruchnius, they don't belong to spirituality. And Olam Haba, everything is going to be spiritual. What's the connector? Says the Shem Yishmuel, and he brings in the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer, that in this in the world, we really don't have an Oichel of Kedusha doing the year if it's not Shabbos or Yom Tov. With some exceptions. One of the exceptions is Purim. Purim is a weekday. And still the Seuda is Kodesh. What is the meaning? What is the mashmos of that? The meaning is that Purim is Mekadesh Lechoil. It takes a weekday meal and makes a Kodesh. It takes a physical weekday Chulindik meal and makes a Kodesh. This is a preparation for us to get to Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, everything will be Kodesh. Here we're taking the physical food, making a Kodesh. And says the Shem Yishmuel, this is really equivalent to the man, because the man that came from Shemayim was a food which was sustaining human beings, their physical body, but it was very spiritual. It's the food that's brought down, the Malach HaAsharis ate it. That's the man is elevating a physical body to become spiritual. That's what's brought down in the Tanchuma, that lo yinit ha-toyra eloich le'aman. Toyra was given only for people to eat the man. So Purim makes the body physical, elevates the physicality, and brings you closer to get to Olam Haba. Brings you closer to get to the Kedusha of Olam Haba. Kedir is the Shem Yishmuel tells us that really that what Purim gives us is going forward, we're able to connect everything in the world to our Seuda Shabbos, to the Seuda Yom Tov, to the Seuda of Kodesh. That's the power of Purim, to take and spread their Kedusha to every single day. Nimtzeim ken, that Purim is the connector between this world and the Olam Haba, between this world and the Me'ein Olam Haba of Shabbos. Very similar ideas brought down in the Leshem, who explains that the only reason that Purim will remain in Olam Haba is why? Every other Mayad, what's a Mayad? It's a special Gilui, special spiritual revelation that comes to the world. That's, in this world, we need that special revelation. In Olam Haba, we're going to be at a much higher level, and we're going to have all these special revelations. But Purim is not only a special revelation coming from above, but elevating all the physicality. That lusted level we'll still have. We're going to continue elevating physicality going forward and more and more and more until the physical will go so pure, so spiritual. That's what will happen, lusted level. That's why Purim remains lusted level, because we still have that work upon us, lusted level. So you see from here, Purim for us is the connector, taking this world and elevating to the world to come. Mimele, you can explain that's the reason that there's a meaning to do Purim Mapo Mekadesh. We want to connect the Seuda of Purim to the Seuda of Shabbos. Because the whole essence of Seuda of Purim is to elevate the physical world and bring it to Shabbos. So Purim is our connector to Shabbos. That's why there's a minhag to connect the Seuda of Purim to the Seuda of Shabbos. And my good friend, Rav Shabbos Yogel, showed me that it's brought down the name of Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, the Raya Cook, who said that this Gemara, our Gemara, that speaks about the story that the Tanoim were eating and suddenly became Shabbos. What Friday was it? So the Rishonim discussed it. Was there a Pesach? Was there a Shabbos? He says it's clear to him that it was Purim. Purim that fell on Friday. And that's why the Gemara quotes a Pasuk from the Megillah Esther. Agam nichvay shamal koyim miyabais. To tell me that we're talking about Purim. And here is the source. The Gemara concludes. We don't say Allah like a beauty like a beisi, but we say Purim shamal mekadesh. I mean, there's a source from the Gemara on the for this minhag that prays up on the Kaddish to do bedavka when Purim falls on Friday to connect the Purim to Shabbos. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.